Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. You know, as Terry read the second reading, that's from the New Revised Standard of the Bible. That's the New Revised Standard Version is the one that we use in Lutheran Church, but that's not the only translation. Because you've got to remember, the original languages that the Bible's written in was Greek, Aramaic, and Hebrew. And so what we have is translations. And the Greek was a translation of the Aramaic. So it was a translation of a translation of a translation. So if you don't know the original languages, and I got a C in Greek, you should. I mean, what helps is to take not only one version of the Bible, but to have different translations, New Revised Standard Version, New International Version, Contemporary English Version. And I was looking at today's second reading. I found that the Contemporary English Version has a more powerful and clear translation, I think, than the New Revised Standard of the original Greek. St. Paul writes, "Friends, when I came and told you the mystery that God has shared with us, I didn't use big words or try to sound wise or intelligent. In fact, while I was with you, I made up my mind to speak only about Jesus Christ, who had been nailed to a cross. At first, I was weak and trembling with fear. When I talked with you or I preached, I didn't try to prove anything by sounding wise. I simply let God's Spirit show his power. That way you would have faith because of God's power, not because of human wisdom." St. Paul was clear. "I came only to preach Christ and him nailed to a cross." St. Paul gives an interesting way today of perceiving how God works and how to follow Jesus' command to let your light so shine before others. You know, when you look at the Bible, especially the Gospels, especially Matthew, Mark, and Luke, why is like almost a third of them talking about Jesus going to the cross or being crucified? Paul's approach to the gospel is very interesting and very, Paul is very self-effacing. St. Paul says later in 1 Corinthians 4:10, "We are to be fools for Christ's sake." But talking of the arrogant Corinthians, "You are wise in Christ. We are weak. You are strong. We are foolish. You are winners. We are losers." Interesting approach. St. Paul emphasizes something that's really, really needed today. Really needed, a virtue, a Christian virtue, a virtue surprisingly different from the way of many things Paul dealt with in the ancient world, and a virtue very different from what we're seeing today. And that virtue is the virtue of humility. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God. Humility. Humility is walking in the truth of who you are, in your uniqueness, in your strengths, in your weaknesses, walking, be honest who you are. No BS. You walk in who you are, loved by God, sinner saved by God. He's talking about a way of being that today the world needs. I mean, you take Pope Francis. Pope Francis, when he became Pope, he didn't wear the ruby slippers, you know, that the popes wear. He didn't live in the big palace of the popes. He didn't eat in private. He took an apartment, a simple apartment like another bishop or archbishop. He ate with the people around him. He took a taxi cab, not the Pope Mobile. He carried his own luggage, and people noticed that. They noticed that. You see, people today are looking for people who are honest, people who are down to earth, people who are truthful. And in other words, they want a humble example. People they can relate to, people they can trust, people who get their own egos out of the way and trust that God is there. And God is our shield. God is our strength. God is our power. And let that power work through us. And when you take the step of just being authentically you, loved by God, and take that step in faith, you find that you're not going to do everything perfectly. You know, you called me for another year. You're gluttons for punishment. I don't do things perfectly. Joan will tell you, no. But you will find that your Lord Jesus is with you, and that somehow in the words that you might stumble over, that awkward visit, the risky monetary gift, the halting invitation, somehow found a home in the other person's heart. Not through your wisdom or your logic, but by God working through you, touching their heart in the Holy Spirit. And you have been light. You have been salt. His holy name is known. And you know joy that you are a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a wonderful lady I highly admire, now she's a saint, you know, Mother Teresa. I read anything I can about Mother Teresa. She just amazes me. The little lady, you know, with a heart of gold. Mother Teresa was asking people at a meeting. She was at a world conference, and sisters from all over the world were there, from Ethiopia and America and Canada and Germany and Japan and the Middle East. All these sisters were there. And among the groups were a group of American nuns, American sisters. And she asked people after her talk, do you have any questions? And the one sister said, yes, I have one. As you know, most of the orders represented here have been losing members. It seems that more and more women are leaving all the time, yet your order is attracting thousands upon thousands. What do you do? What's your secret? Now pay attention. Pay attention to what Mother Teresa says. Pay attention. This is God's logic. She said, how to let your light shine? She said, guess what? I give them Jesus. Oh, yes, I know, said the woman. But take your habits. For example, do women object these days, modern women, to wearing habits? And the rules of the order. How do you keep these rules in today's society? Mother Teresa, I give them Jesus. Oh, yes, I know, Mother, she said, but can you be more specific? I give them Jesus. Mother, the woman said, we all are aware how fine your work is. I want to know about something else. Mother Teresa said, I give them Jesus. There is nothing else, nothing else. St. Paul said, while I was with you, I made up my mind to speak only about Jesus Christ and him nailed to a cross. Jesus is the good news. Don't be afraid to use the name Jesus, the one who loves you so much that he was nailed to the cross for you and me for our salvation, who forgave his enemies, even from the cross, who promised a criminal that was dying next to a criminal that was really a bad guy. He said, because you trust in me today, not by what you, he couldn't do anything, he was dying. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. In his gospel of Jesus, we are called to be light and salt and humility, proclaiming Jesus Christ as our Lord. In this way, Jesus' light is so bright, there is no darkness. The troubles we have in this life, St. Paul tells us, are not worth comparing to the glory that's going to be revealed to us when Christ returns. How will Jesus pass from your lips this week? How will Jesus work through your life this week? What opportunity has God set just before your eyes? that just need to open your eyes and see and to respond in Jesus' name, in his name. To whom will Jesus lead you? You know, this past week was difficult for our nation, but also for our church. I mean, Mira Peterson, who was here, her beautiful father, who I love very much, Dick Hummel, he went to heaven. But they wanted our church to do it. So Nancy just had surgery, and from her sick bed, she gets up, and she makes a bulletin with Marilyn. I mean, talk about lights. I mean, Eileen and Charlie come here early. They make sure everything's cleaned up and the altar's ready for an extra funeral. Larry and Judy are traveling down to see their daughters. They call me on the road, say, oh, does anybody clean the sidewalk? Dave Chavere is making sure all that snow's clear because we had a lot of snow on Friday. Lights, lights, lights are all around us. This is how to be a light. Jesus calls you. It might not be comfortable for you. It might go out of your way a little bit. But you know that Christ is working through you. When you proclaim Jesus, there is a joy in your heart. Not by your power, not by my power, not by any other power, but by the power of Jesus Christ and him crucified. That he has the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through you to others to step back then and to watch what Jesus is doing. Jesus is here, but Jesus is also out there. Watch what he's doing. You don't have to put on a show. You don't have to lead a perfect life. You don't have to have the Bible memorized. Just to ask your neighbor, hey, come with you to church. Like Tom and Jeannie did. And here's Ellen. She's been with us for a while. Yeah, she's a member. We are only asked to be faithful and let our light shine. God will do the rest. We can't force, but we can invite. You don't have to have spiky hair or earring in your nose or know about the computers to talk to a young person or teenager. You just have to love them and listen to them and show that you care about them. And if they change their gender, to say, I don't understand, but I love you anyway, you know, show them Jesus. You don't have to be comfortably sure what to say to a person in a hospital and to go in there with the different smells and the tubes and all that stuff going on in there. You can be nervous, but you go in there with Jesus in your heart and you touch their hand and you pray with them. Give them Jesus. You don't have to have financial security or like Don with $100,000 in Las Vegas. You don't have to do that. But you can still, and Jesus in your heart, you can say, Jesus, what should I give financially to the church? And to work towards a tithe. Not as a guilt trip, but because you love the Lord and want the ministry to continue through this place. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to grab your brother or sister by the hand and pray with them. You can stumble over words. You can have silences, but just that love in front of Jesus and knowing he's there. God knows your desire. He knows your heart, and he will be with you. I mean, the other day, I'm getting really upset. I'm reading this stuff from Melissa Stoller from our synod. And you want to hear something that's upsetting? According to a 2016 report of the ELCA, Research and Evaluation Division of the Office of the Presiding Bishop of the ELCA, there's an average of a 14% gap between men and women who are pastors in the ELCA. Women pastors of color have still more trouble receiving calls than their white counterparts. And of all the women who are pastors, 32% report having experienced sexual harassment. This is not okay. And as Christians, we gotta stick up for women and say we need equal pay. If somebody works the same job, I don't care if they're black or white, male or female, if they do the job, they need to get paid the same. We need to be uncomfortable. We've got to read our first lesson that Terry read us. We've got to stand up for the poor, stand up for the marginalized, stand up for the people that don't have a voice. As the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. It's not okay. We need to follow Jesus. I pray that in humility, in being really who you are, in your Larry-ness or your Susan-ness or your Janet-ness, just know Jesus is with you and reach out in his name. Be his light. Let your light shine, because then something will happen. And the Holy Spirit will work through you to touch others. Your ego will get out of the way. Now, ego, easing God out. Ego's out of the way so God can fill you and flow through you and to risk the way of the Spirit, not the way of the world, beyond your logic. Not by your power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through you to them. In the unique way, God chooses to work through you in a way he cannot work through somebody else. You have your own special mission. Perhaps St. Paul's talk of a crucified Savior does give us hope. For no matter what the world throws at us, and right now our country's getting darker and darker, we know that the crucified one lives. Love lives. Life lives. Christ will return. And I hope most deeply that you seek, like St. Paul, to know most deeply nothing. Nothing. But Jesus Christ and him crucified. And with him, give the other person Jesus. Give them Jesus. Let your light shine. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.